And that I will faithfully and impartially
discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As a member of the Sitka School Board to the best of my ability.
As a member of the Sitka School Board to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations.
Newly elected school board member Amanda Williams had no sooner been sworn into her 3-year term when the Sitka School Board considered its first significant policy decision in some time, whether to open a district pre-K program beginning this year. Superintendent Deidre Jensen has been developing the idea with support from Hoots Elementary Principal Gilda Crone and others who are concerned about the high numbers of kindergarten students entering the district far below proficiency in the basic skills needed to learn reading.
With those kindergartners that are coming in, we had about 80% of students that were kind of in needing intervention, in the red, so to speak. That's pretty standard coming into kindergarten. And we just really want to kind of get ahead of the game and provide early intervention or prevention so that they can get a little head start.
The Alaska Reads Act was passed by the legislature in 2022 and sets a standard for reading proficiency by the end of third grade. Jensen said that the district had distributed a survey to all families and found that a majority of respondents were in support of a pre-K program.
There was 43 that said yes, 35 said no, and 21 said maybe, and the maybe was if there was an educational component to that.
Jensen added that 24 families said they would pay at least $1,000 a month in tuition for the preschool. The objective, she said, was not to compete with Sitka's existing child care programs and preschools, but to serve students who weren't already enrolled elsewhere. Joel Marcus, president of the board of the Betty Eliason Child Care Center, was worried about the district's capacity to outcompete his organization's services. He thought the administration should have consulted with Betty Eliason.
The school district is opening up a competing venture in our community that benefits from the tax base in Sitka.
Ventures director Annette Evans also expressed concern about the possibility of a second preschool teacher salary being supported with Ventures funds if the preschool was offered full day. Ventures is an after-school program housed by the school district but largely self-funded, and Evans did not have anything to spare.
Mention of using Ventures funds for a public preschool is something that should be investigated, and we haven't looked into that.
The most significant concern over the proposed preschool came from board member Phil Burdick, who objected to the price tag. Although there is admittedly a need for more child care services in Sitka, he thought the district's $1,000 per month tuition excluded many families who could not afford it and would widen a gap that the district has spent at least 2 decades trying to close.
A tuition-based program is not equitable. You can say that we're going to offer support for people to get daycare assistance, but there is a sticker price attached to it, and I can't wrap my head around that. I can't figure out. One of our main strategic goals for the plan is to build a more equitable school district, and so I just can't see how this works.
And for Burdick, himself a former teacher and administrator, there was another piece besides equity.
We're creating a program that is going to then function solely for Alaska Reads, support kindergarten teachers so they can better teach to Alaska Reads. It feels a little bit like teaching to the test, which I don't like.
Hoots principal Gilda Crone defended the proposal, arguing that Sitka's youngest learners needed the support regardless of the requirements of the Alaska Reads program.
By no means are we teaching to the test. Our preschool will be a very hands-on, place-based environment where kids can thrive. I believe that our kids need a space to play and grow. And yeah, there will be some pre-academics in there, but the whole point of it is to get them in with other kids to play and to get socialized and to be happy and well-adjusted when they start kindergarten.
Board members Amanda Williams and Steve Morse saw benefits in moving forward with the idea, with Morse saying it's definitely a step in the right direction. Student member Francis Myers wanted to ensure that the administration had researched the cost of the community's other child care programs and that the district was not undercutting them. Only member Tom Williams was hesitant, saying that there were more questions than answers, particularly about staffing, and he wanted to bring back the item for further discussion after the administration had provided those answers. In the end, however, Williams was outvoted 4-1, with even Burdick joining the majority in favor of allowing the district to pursue hiring two teachers and opening the new preschool in time for it to serve students over the next 7 months of the current academic year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.